Keith Mitchell spent 8 years in the NFL as a star athlete. But when a spinal injury ended his career, the young linebacker took up a new hobby, yoga. Megan Coyle sat down with football's master of meditation.
So tell me a little bit about the accident that really changed your life.
It was actually week two, our home opener in Jacksonville. We were playing the Buffalo Bills, making a random tackle that I had done a million times in my life. This tackle, I hit the guy. The running back was actually Travis Henry. I tackled him head first, anticipated the play, ended up on my back. After you make a big collision like that, you typically get up and celebrate with your teammates. But on this particular play, as I was telling myself to get up, my body didn't respond.
So what happened after that? They got you off the field and then?
So as I was on the field, actually, they didn't move me for like probably 45 minutes. And, you know, the interesting thing is my thoughts as I was going through this, I was like, you know, this is embarrassing. And which is very interesting when you talk about the psyche of the athlete in that position of being, there's no telling at that point. I didn't have any idea what I had done, you know, what type of damage I had done to my body. But nevertheless, I basically passed out, woke up the next morning in the hospital with the same feeling of numbness, the same feeling of uncertainty.
What got you into meditation and yoga?
I was diagnosed with a spinal contusion. I went to my second opinion, my doctor. He had this therapist, you know, come see me time to time. And through the period of her seeing me, she talked to me about conscious breathing and what that meant.
So what does that mean?
Conscious breathing for me was breathing from the diaphragm on the inhale. The diaphragm pushes down. On the exhale, it pushes up. And in that, there's an inheritance that we've been gifted to heal ourselves.
Wow. So that's how you healed yourself.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting because when you talk about the conditioning and how as an athlete, I had been trained in a sense of what's the playbook? You know, who's the opponent? And in this case, the playbook was, okay, conscious breathing, my playbook. Who's the opponent? The ailment that I'm suffering from right now. My only thought was in that place of just openness to be committed to it because, okay, I can take this. I can heal myself. Then I'm going to do it.
What are the benefits of mindful yoga specifically for football players?
Most football players, most athletes, most people in general don't have a mind practice. You see people training, you know, all the time where you got CrossFit, you got all this, but it's like, how are you developing your mind? So this is a process of understanding how I process information and make it applicable to myself.
What are you still working on?
What I'm still working on is just, you know, it's really just allowing myself to just develop and be. The KM59 care plan is a concept that through the Light Up Foundation, my charity, we've collaborated with the University of Rochester's medical group that we're going to take 250 veterans and 250 retired players and take them through a 3-year program to help them transition to life again after their sport. It's a revolution of change that's so needed. And it's so interesting because we were able to cross barriers, you know, through sports. You know, the men, you know, they can't deny in a sense of when I come to the approach and talk about yoga meditation, well, it's so different than you going to them and talking about yoga meditation because they can say, well, you know, you're flexible because you're like, you're a girl, you're a gymnast and all that kind of stuff. But then when it comes to me, they don't have excuses. So we've been able to get really good connections that way.
Do you miss football?
Do I miss football? You know what? I miss my teammates. And it's so cool because through what we're up to, we get a chance to bring my teammates back in the picture.
So would you trade yoga for like 5 more years of football?
I wouldn't because the dynamics of what we're actually creating here now goes way beyond. We're going to revolutionize how people perceive their healthcare. We're going to change the ideal of Western medicine. That's huge to hold this space of like, hey, I teach meditation, I teach yoga. But understanding what that, you know, what that means to me and not needing the validation of others in that sense. I think this is way more important than playing the game, again, which I love, but this is so much more fulfilling.
Wow. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.